From the Roots Up, CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. And today we're going to be speaking to Raisa Eugeneza. She is the daughter of Victoire Ingabire, and her mother is currently in jail in Rwanda. We've talked about her many times on this show. There is, and we'll be reprising the story, and it's something we should be concerned about. We hope we'll get support for freeing Victoire Ingabire. And at the halfway point today, we'll be talking, that'd be 11:30, we'll be talking to Professor Harry Glassbeek, Professor Emeritus of Law at the York University. He has written an article for the Socialist Project. You can find that at socialistproject.ca. The title is How Employers Have Become Part of a Persecution Campaign. This it relates to the paramedic who has been fired by, I guess it's a York, it's a Vaughan, perhaps. We'll get the details, but she had lost her job because she had an account, I believe it's Facebook, where she was urging her fellow trade unionists to support, I believe it was a demonstration regarding the bombing of Iran by U.S. and Israel, a highly provocative move that had shocked the world at the time. At any rate, she did this in June, 17th, I think, and almost immediately she lost her job. This was her private time. She was not at work. She was expressing her opinions. This is a matter which is of concern to all of us, I believe, is how the state and employers are combining to try to dictate politics. Again, this is the Taylor Report. We will be speaking, we expect, with the daughter of Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza. Just to reprise her story that a bit, there is a For many years now, there's been a struggle within the international community, human rights organizations, and in Rwanda itself, where people have been acting to guarantee, if they can, the rights of the Rwandans to have their own political space. The space is all taken up by the president of the country and his organization, and it is no longer something that can be hidden. For years, there was nothing but praise, and largely, by the way, it remains the case that the governments of Canada, the United States, UK, have been supporting and promoting the reputation, career of Paul Kagame, and Victoire Ingabire challenged this status quo by returning to her country of birth. She had been abroad. She was not in the country at the time of the war and massacres of civilians that took place, but she returned as a conscientious Rwandan wanting to see her people have a multi-party system, and so she attempted to found a party, and she attempted to run for office, and as a result, she has had many, many problems. I believe we're joined by Raisa Eugenese. Are you there, Raisa?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time. We were speaking of your mother. She's an international cause celeb. I know there is an annual event, the Victoire Ingabire Prize for those who fight for human rights and the right to have independent political parties in Rwanda. And your mother has recently encountered a new problem in her political life. That is that after having been in prison for attempting to run for office and then released and then living at home under a kind of almost like house arrest, now once again, they've come for her. And my understanding is that on June 19th, she was arrested. Can you tell us, so what is this story? How has this happened, and what do you know about her present conditions?
So indeed, my mother has been arrested again. She was arrested in accordance with another case that was pending for persons who had read a book and who attended a human rights activist workshop online. And my mother was implicated with these people because some of those persons were members of her party. And therefore, the government or the Rwandan authorities accused her of trying to bring disorder within the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a part of the story that is people need to be informed about. It's very hard for her. She has a political organization, but those around her have been sentenced to very long prison sentences years ago. I understand that some of them as long as 8 years have been in prison, and like your mother, they came out, and once again, they're being put through the cycle. And isn't the key to this is that your mother has a strategy or political philosophy of nonviolence, and yet the state treats her as if she were, a revolutionist going to overthrow the government. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. My mother has always used peaceful means for her political agenda. She has talked to the media, but also invited the government to talk with other opposition leaders. But the response has always been either to silence them by imprisonment or worse. And it is proved that there is no political space in Rwanda available for anyone criticizing the government or likewise. Mm-hmm. It is very sad. My mother knew that this was a risk for her when she returned to Rwanda. She continued to speak to the media even after her release in 2018 because she believed that the Rwandan people and the country need further development. Mm-hmm. It needs more freedom for all people. It needs liberty for all people. And it needs a true democracy, which has not been there. The ruling party right now, the ruling regime, has been on power de facto ever since the genocide ended.
It's basically been one-man rule.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, she does have. I hope people will follow this closely because I know that there's one of the places they can is there is a site that is Victoire for Peace. People should know that your mother has been an advocate of a new policy for Rwanda that would actually bring stability and peace with its neighbors because Rwanda has had trouble on practically every border and. That site is FVPLP.com, FVPLP.com, and it's Victoire for Peace. What about the situation? What type of representation does she have, if any at all? Does she have a lawyer, and what are the issues faced in being able to defend herself?
Yes, my mother has several lawyers. One which is representing her right now is a Rwandan national, and he is the only one allowed access to her so far. She has been denied any access with family member, contact with family members or other persons that work in her close environment. They cannot visit her either. So only her lawyer has been able to approach her, but she had requested for an additional lawyer to help the team, but that's been denied by the Rwandan authorities.
Is that the lawyer? I understand that her preference was for a Kenyan, to have a Kenyan lawyer head up her defense, but the yes. Government said, or rather the bar, so-called Bar Association of Rwanda said, we don't have reciprocity. We don't represent people in Kenya, so they can't represent anyone in Rwanda. But actually, the East African community has a policy. Can you talk about that?
Indeed, you're correct that the lawyer of my mother's choice, Ms. Lumumba, has been denied to defend my mother in this ongoing trial. And Rwanda has indeed used the argument of reciprocity. Nevertheless, I think in any case, the Rwandan government would have such a difficult climate, has created such a difficult environment for lawyers to represent their the accused people, mm-hmm. that no matter what request will be done, it will most likely be rejected. We have seen that in previous years when my mother was on trial the first time, how her lawyers were not given equal rights to represent their clients. And in my mother's case, it was made difficult for her lawyers in previous cases. So we believe that even in this case, it would be made very difficult for the lawyers to represent her.
Yeah, and by the way, she, on one level, she won her point. It didn't change circumstances in Rwanda, but isn't it true that the East African community, they have a judicial process where they review the cases from in East African community, and they upheld her position, didn't they?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
And previously, in her previous case, my memory was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that the East African courts said that indeed she was correct in her position in her previous case, not that Rwanda ignored it, is my understanding, but that in fact that she has on occasion been able to make progress in the courts of the East African community.
Are you talking about the case that spoke on in her advantage of the African and people's human rights?
I suppose I am. I maybe I mischaracterized it. I do know that she's had recognition outside of Rwanda of the legitimacy
yes.
of her case in front of some
yes.
some courts have acknowledged it.
Indeed, in the International Court of Human and People's Rights, it was held that her freedom of speech rights were violated, and that she had not indeed tried to overthrow the government, but that her rights, human rights, were violated.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rwandan government withdrew from its party membership from that court.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically denied any ruling coming from that court from that moment on.
Mm-hmm.
And till this day, they have not met the requirements or the request that the court had made,
mm-hmm.
Which request was to pay my mother for the trouble that she had went through.
Mm-hmm. Now, as for there, I think there are seven members of her party. By the way, it's called the Development and Liberty for All. Is that right? The Dolfa Umarinzi.
That's, yes.
Now, and there are seven. They were arrested several years ago, 2021, and they're only just now having the trial. Do we know about their conditions, by the way?
It's been difficult to really know about their conditions. My mother and people in her environment have tried to visit them and to keep a hold on them. It's not easy. It's not made easy in Rwanda to follow up on fellow political members.
Another aspect of this that people, our listeners, should know about is that over the years there have been people who worked closely with your mother who have literally disappeared or been found murdered.
Indeed. And this is, I think, the saddest thing about what it means to be a politician in Rwanda, what it means to be a follower of a political leader that somehow is not having the same opinions as the ruling regime. Any moment that you give criticism, you risk your life to be in danger. You risk to be disappearing. You risk to be put in prison, and you risk to be murdered. And unfortunately, my mother, in her environment, has witnessed all of that.
Your mother is really quite a remarkable individual. People have marveled at how serene she has been under really threatening, dangerous conditions. Can you talk a bit about your mom and what her philosophy is, how she looks at matters?
Yes. My mother is someone who has always had a heart for people who are suffering, especially those in Rwanda who did not have the means to make a living for themselves. She would follow the Rwandan news after the genocide while she was abroad, and ultimately this led her to go into politics and to return to Rwanda to have some kind of influence or to have any kind of contribution towards freeing the Rwandan people and the country.
Very well, very intellectually developed. She had a professional career in Holland, right? Or Belgium?
Yes, indeed. My mother had a professional career in economics. We had a beautiful, stable life. We're doing well for ourselves, but my mother could not turn the other way and just ignore the sufferings of the people in Rwanda. So many people were suffering starvation, even till this day are suffering starvation in Rwanda. So many people are homeless in Rwanda. So many people, and especially the youth, cannot find jobs while they're very well educated, but they cannot find jobs. And that is all through the malfunctioning of the current regime. It is a regime that seeks to be appraised by the international community, but it does not look out for its own people. And this is exactly why my mother stood up and said, enough, we have also something to say, and we bring opposition to Rwanda from abroad as a diaspora, because we are still Rwandans, even though we have lived in exile for so many years. Mm-hmm. We are still part of this country, and in order to bring better times to the Rwandan as a country and as a people, we need a different kind of system. We need true democracy. We do not need to be ruled by violence, or we do not need to live as a Rwandan people under this chilling effect, always being fearful of what can happen to you and what harms you may suffer if you speak up.
Yeah, I think it's very well put. In a sense, she is the only voice actually inside Rwanda that has been able to break the silence, and she's done it with great, as I mentioned, and her demeanor is so serene and cool, and she simply utters the truth, and then she finds that she's surrounded by police. There's an additional thing. It's very interesting about it. when she first returned to Rwanda, they said, well, you know, she wasn't welcome, and they were going to make her and put her in difficulties. And there was talk about, well, are they going to expel her from the country? But now she's not allowed to travel either. She's been freed, but for example, you have family members that she wanted to visit, some in not in the best health, but they wouldn't allow her to leave the country. Is that right?
That is correct. She has not been allowed to leave the country. We see that the Rwandan government really considers my mother as a threat. And it is because she has gained popularity and an acknowledgement internationally from different corners, whether it's the media or from politics and supporters just everywhere in the world, not just the diaspora, but mm-hmm. even people who understand the conflicting situation Rwanda is in, the troubles Rwanda is in. Mm-hmm. My mother, in having that support, becomes a threat yes. for a government that does not want any criticism.
Yeah.
I think in allowing her to leave the country, they fear that she would only be more supported
yes.
than if they keep her within Rwandan borders, where they can control when she speaks or how much freedom she would have in order to speak.
She's a problem for them, whether she's there or not. She's already, by the way, Victoria has had a victory. She is recognized. She has demonstrated she's a nonviolent person, simply asking for her rights. A couple more details. Previously, they held her for some time in isolation, you've mentioned that she can't have visitors, only her lawyer, but is she isolated? Do you know what her actual physical circumstances are?
Yes, they have now relocated her to a prison called Magiragera.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, she was staying in a prison cell that was where she was isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no other prisoners around. So she had already suffered isolation. She's not allowed to see anyone but her lawyers. She only requested a card to play with for herself to keep her occupied, because there is no radio, no television, no newspaper, anything as such to keep her occupied during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful that my mother, to know her to be a very prayerful woman, so I'm sure she has spent time praying, and this is also what has kept her at peace through everything that she went through.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we fear that they will isolate her again. We fear that, like last time, they really tried to break her mentally. She was not just isolated, but her prison cell was darkened. She did not receive enough sunlight.
They shaved her head.
And they had shaved her head.
Yes. They seem to go in for that. It's a way to humiliate, I assume.
It is. They say it's for hygienic reasons, but it is humiliating. And it is all these measures that they take to break somebody mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving people enough access to hygiene. And we don't know if they get to shower every day. They have they get soap and everything, and we don't know. So far, I've heard that there are no vegetables and fruit given to prisoners. So basically, whether it is nutrition or whether it's hygiene, the Rwandan authorities are not accommodating that in a way that that is good for the prisoners. Mm. So my mother will lack and will suffer through in that aspect as well.
Yeah.
But we fear more of these kind of measures. My mother was not allowed to speak to anyone, even prisoners, if she would be in environments where other prisoners were. She was always surrounded by guards. They really wanted her to break mentally. And this is also why I worry again for her. We don't know how long they want to keep her in prison under these false accusations that they have fabricated. They had the opportunity to bring her before the court in revolving around these same accusations before, but they have not done so. So for us, it is clear that she's being targeted, especially because the Rwandan president himself, Paul Kagame, in different occasions has expressed that if my mother continues her activities, that she will find herself back in prison. Mm-hmm. For a leader of a country to express that in the media, it shows that there's no separation of powers.
So of
it
course.
Is very yes. questionable in to what extent the judges will rule fairly. In the past, they have failed, and this time too, we fear that they will fail to judge fairly as well.
Yeah. That story is so important. I hope that we can, through these organizations that have been working so hard for your mother, that we can, and also through the political leaders of the, particularly in the West, Canada, the United States, should confront the reality of this part, this government that they've been supporting. I noticed that Human Rights Watch is following the case closely, and they say that your mother is being persecuted and her rights deprived. And I believe they've tried to have a monitor who attends the court. Do you know if there's some monitoring by organizations, Amnesty, Human Rights? Are they allowed to go to the court to observe when your mother appears?
I'm not aware of any at this moment.
Mm-hmm. But I find it encouraging that at least they are laying out the case for your mother. I think that's one of the more hopeful signs, because these cases used to be ignored by everyone.
I believe that what has kept my mother alive and sane to a certain degree is because organizations such as Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, they have reported over and over again about her case. They followed up with it, but also her circumstances which she was held in. It's as if there was a watchdog present to observe how Rwanda would treat her as a politician and as a human being. And this has really worked in her favor, as long as organizations as such continue to do so. My mother can be safe, and there is a chance for her release, for her rights to be restored. And this is also why we want as many people as possible to spread the news. That is why it's important for us to talk to the media and to continue being a voice for her at this moment when she is made silent.
Yeah, all of us should be a voice for her. Raisa Eugeniza, you, as a daughter of Victoire Ingabire Umahoze, you should be very proud of your mother. I know you are. And all the rest of us are very glad that you're speaking up and others in the Rwandan community, both in Rwanda and in the diaspora. Thank you very, very much for being our guest.
Thank you. And I would like to say I'm very grateful for platforms as these that are giving us the opportunity to speak. But I'm also very glad for all the organizations that are out there speaking, not just on behalf of my mother, but also for the Rwandan people, so that we can reach that freedom, reach that liberty and democracy that we really want to see in Rwanda. And for example, also one of the organizations has now put in place a GoFundMe page for my mother, We use this page to pay all the legal fees, but also to provide her with basic accommodation. Mm-hmm. So we are grateful. As a family, we couldn't have done it all by ourselves. So it is because of all these people that are so invested in supporting my mother. That we can be hopeful.
Well, thank you. She's definitely not alone, and I think the support is growing. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much as
okay.
well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. I'll just tell you again, by the way, that site that you can go to be informed, and we'll get you the information on the also on the GoFundMe site to help provide defense for Victoire Ingabire Umahoza. But you can go to F, as in Frank, V Victor P L P dot com is, and a second place would be R I F D P hyphen I W N D P dot org. But by the way, if you put up the name Victoire Ingabire, you will be able to find these sites. She is an international cause. We hope everybody gets behind that. I think we have some music. Pedro says, yeah, we do. So after the music, we'll come back. We'll be talking to Harry Glaspie.